Mike Tron, 8:31 on the clock. Board of Equalization for Wednesday, October 26, 2016. The Open Meetings Act is posted on the east wall. Tenants by observation, Jurgens, Hill, Bauman, Dorn, Byers, and Tiemann. Entertain a motion to approve or disapprove the agenda as presented.
I would move to approve the agenda as presented.
Second.
Motion by Byers, seconded by Tiemann. Vote. 6-0 in favor. As soon as we switch Gary's.
Denny,
we need that. Not yours, yeah. There you go. Entertain a motion to approve or disapprove the minutes of the previous meeting.
I would move to approve the minutes of the previous meeting.
Second.
Motion by Byers, seconded by Tiemann. Vote. 6-0 in favor. Comments from the public and requests for future agenda items. Seeing none, Patty?
Really don't have anything for you unless you guys have any questions. We're putting homesteads in and basically getting ready for billing. Tax rates are done and going in, so that's kind of all I really
That doesn't come out. What comes out in December?
Your real estate tax.
Your real estate taxes for next year.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So, Lori, we go through the process of getting everything calculated and balanced, and then she sends that tax statement out. She's trying to get them out around the first part because a lot of people like to pay them before the end of the year.
Right.
So they can go on this income tax year. So.
Denny, anything? I'll just say that you had a thing here that there was two protests filed up with Turk.
Yeah.
I'll file on up with that. So Leonard Fritzen did. So.
Yeah, and it'll probably be a year or so before we get to those. Maybe not quite.
Is that the only ones you're aware of from this past year?
I would say that's probably it because Turk actually sent them out to me.
Okay.
Yeah, so they usually give you a list for each county.
So is Linhart, who's the second one?
They're both his.
Do they ever just summarily dismiss those?
We usually have to go.
The grain prices are low?
Huh?
The grain prices are low?
Do they dismiss?
That was the basis for his.
I know.
And not to make fun of Leonard, but it's like.
No.
Unfortunately. Okay, I just wondered because.
I went with six of them last year, so. And they were all basically some of the same. One was about irrigation across the road, but.
How'd that one turn out? That was the one where you could irrigate as long as there's family involved, but you couldn't if family wasn't.
No, his well was across the water was on somebody else's property, so he was claiming that he could only sell it as a dryland quarter, which may be true, but at this time when you're applying water, you get irrigated and you're receiving irrigation payments generally. If you're applying, as far as I know, you're applying water. We checked all that out. We did one little correction on a house up there that was just about a fireplace versus something, so we gave a little credit there. Myron was in on.
I set through the one because I wanted to set through one once, yeah.
And
I
they actually brought a lawyer, so.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I mean, basically it's a one commissioner hearing, and we just talk about, you know, whatever. And you've read the reasoning, so. So we'll be going up on that. But like I said, it'll be these one single commissioner hearings are a little bit easier than to get the whole books ready for the whole group.
But last time it was quicker than a year once you were notified because it wasn't that in February or March or something already, you know, because it was.
Yeah, because, you know, they had done a bunch. They were back into 2011 on some of them.
Since they went to the single instead of all three of them at the hearings, they've.
Well, Douglas and Lancaster have a lot of protests or a lot of Turk hearings.
Well, they do.
So, yeah, that's why they went to the single commissioner. Because if you're going back to 2011, you don't even. There's things that you might not even remember, but. Yeah, so we should be able to handle that one and see what. I mean,
Patty,
there's really.
Any recent farm real estate?
You know, it's stabilized. It's just so unpredictable. One minute you'll get something in and it looks like it's going down, and then all of a sudden something will pop up and it'll be, you know. Then those are what we do some checking. Lloyd has a sales book that we really keep track of, and then we have to kind of verify the sale and see what's really going on with it, you know. Our stats look a lot better this year, but we still need to get that third year off. You know what I mean? I mean, we're 3 years back, so your 3 years back was still sort of strong. If we can get that third year back off the records, then maybe.
I was just wondering if you had anything current, what it was doing. I mean, I kind of, what I've been hearing is a lot of these, not area sales, but other sales around that real estate that they've had a few so far has really dropped off.
I would say.
I don't mean real
yeah.
estate. I mean farm ground.
Yeah. I would say it's lower than it was a year or so ago, but yeah. has it really, from what I look at my values to be, you know, they're not that that far off. Do we have to get, I don't believe at this point in our studies that we won't have to give big increases this year at all on the ag land. There may be a little bit on the dry land, but it doesn't appear as of right now in our studies that we'll have to do big increases by any means, like we've seen in the past. I mean, those days, I think. And I have heard of some no-sells. People wouldn't let it go for wood. So, you know, that's a little bit of an indication. However, if it doesn't happen, then you're really not sure, you know. So I've seen Beatrice pick up a little bit on ranch-style homes, things like that. So we're looking into that, too, of some valuation increases possibly in certain neighborhoods in Beatrice. So otherwise, we'll just have to kind of go with, you know, whatever. And
any more questions for Patty? If not, we'll adjourn at 8:38 on the clock.